This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
We are back with the Washington State Council of Firefighters for Operation Warm and coats for kids. Once again, it's $20. That's how much it costs to put a brand new coat, American made, on a child in need here in the Pacific Northwest. The goal this year is to put a brand new coat on 2,500 kids. We would love to do a lot more than that.
Absolutely.
So if you still have power or internet and you can make your way to KISW.com, please do us a favor and give what you can because the cold months are coming, man. They're already here.
They're here.
A lot of people don't have power already. There are 300,000 kids in Washington State who live in poverty and they need your help. So if you could help us and donate, that would be greatly appreciated. Again, it's just $20. If you can give more, that's awesome. If you can give $5, that's awesome too. So please consider that.
I'm very happy to say, find out we got power back.
Finally, you did.
Yeah, around 4 o'clock. So went out 7:30 last night.
Are the fish gonna live?
I don't know, man. We just got my daughter for her birthday, right? She wanted fish. We got the fish tank, did all the right stuff, blah, blah, blah. She has 7 fish in there, I think. But they got the filter and it has to be a certain temperature.
All right? Yeah.
She's had them for about a week. So I didn't give it much thought last night, but then this morning I get up and I walk in the room and I look at the thermometer on there. I'm like, it's getting a little low, but
so
I'm confident.
Does the light basically heat the water, so to speak?
Yeah. Okay. Right. That's all it is, but that little bit of temperature, man. So my wife texted me earlier going, hey, your daughter's borderline inconsolable because the fish aren't moving much. I said, are they moving at all? She said, yes. I said, okay, let's just.
Well, you got to remember, like your mom's fish. All right.
Yeah, the ones in the koi pond.
Yeah, but they're outside. If it freezes, they'll still be alive. They'll live through that thaw.
They do. But I know koi do. I just don't know because
They're also carp. So they're a little bit more resilient.
My daughter has, catfish and some tetras. The catfish, I don't think you could shoot them and kill them, right? Yeah, I mean, they're just like, they're loving life. But
how big is this tank? You got catfish
in it. It's only a 10-gallon tank, all right? And so there are tiny catfish. I did not know this.
But
my daughter kept saying, I want a catfish. My wife and I are like, F no, dude, we're not getting a catfish. But she is big into marine biology. So she explained to us that there are smaller catfish that will not get more than whatever size. So sure enough, she got 3 ugly-ass catfish and 5 tetras.
What about there are no catfish in the ocean?
The freshwater, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh, I'm just saying, I mean, as resilient as they are,
you would think.
They eat trash. You'd think they'd be able to take on the salt water and just go out into, you know, bigger waters.
Boy, they do eat trash. I'll tell you one thing. When we first got these fish, I was like, let's get a Placostomus as well.
Placostomus,
right? The thing sucks on the side and eats all the algae or whatever. And one day, those catfish took care of all of it. Like, that water is crystal clear.
Yeah, like, I've always said this, but, like, Maryland doesn't have natural lakes, right?
Correct. So the only state in America does not have a natural lake.
West Virginia's there, too.
You have them. We've looked it up on Big Dog.
Oh, maybe one.
But it's a stat. Maryland does not have natural lakes. So they build them, but they're usually kind of crappy, or it's for a project, right? So, like, we finally got a lake near my house, like Artemisia. But that was only because the metro had come up there, so they had to build a green space around that.
Oh, right, yeah.
But when I was a kid and they built this, like, complex around Laurel Mall, they put a lake in there, too. I mean, I don't know when they stocked it with those catfish, but, I mean, you could just sit on the side of this dock and throw anything in that water. And those giant catfish would come out of nowhere.
Yep.
Who Sucks Less is coming up. First, we have time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got me.
And we got one from our question. Would you rather fight one bear-sized duck or 10 duck-sized bears?
Mm-hmm.
The email. Thrill. Ducks have very sharp little claws. They can scratch the bejesus out of your normal size. Ducks don't have teeth like you and I. They have specialized serrated mouth parts called lamellae? Maybe? On the inside of their bills. So if you rub your finger across that on a duck, that feels similar to the end of a slightly sharp comb. So they say, Jeannie says, bring on the mini bears.
Yeah, about 400 people texted in the same info. I was unaware of that, but I've definitely changed my answer. I will now fight 10 duck-sized bears as opposed to one bear-sized duck.
Yeah, and again, they're just those bears are going to be so cute.
Mm-hmm. Birthday
you
time.
You can't get past that.
No!
They're coming to kill you, man, and you're still like, but they're so snuggly.
Yeah, I'd kick one.
I'd punt the hell out of them.
Patolos, my name, middle sis Kelly, pronounced a Kiwi auntie, is celebrating her 50th trip around the orb today. 50 years of kicking asses and taking names. Saving the party for the weekend, though. Would you be so kind to throw in some turtle sex, an uh-oh lookout, and a strong finish with the dirty Germans talking about getting older? Here's to the next 50. Bubba and company. Thanks, crew. Stay beautiful.
Yeah, the thing about getting older, a lot of people say, oh no, my body parts are getting droopier. But in Deutschland, getting droopier means they're getting longer.
Tja, and the length of your fingers get bigger too. So sure, we could do something with that.
Guys, this is Brandon wishing a happy 59th birthday to my buddy Tom. Wanted to say thanks for everything. Can I get the dirty Germans talking about their experience in a massage parlor? Some turtle sex, and Coach Ted talking about everything will be okay when you turn 59 years old. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, when I go to the massage parlor, I'm the one doing the massaging. I like to call it the inner thigh massage. No hands involved.
Yeah, the fun part is he's on my back or on my stomach. I don't know. You decide what you want to massage.
Yeah, massage me with your mouth.
59.
Yep. I mean, first of all, you're a decade away from having an awesome birthday. But I think everything will be okay at 59. Also, I feel like anytime you get one of these ages that ends in a 9, you got to live it up. Next year, you'll be 16. You'll get to say stuff like, can't do that now. I'm in my 60s. Wish I'd done that when I was 59. What am I talking about? I don't know. Maybe group stuff.
Jesus. All right, guys. Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Ronald.
Jeez, Louise.
I think somebody asked for one of those.
Okay. Oh. I was looking at the text here, man. And so it was our random would you rather question. And people chime in on everything. One of the questions we asked, would you rather have the hiccups
Once every 2 hours or have to say foghorn, leghorn? I do declare.
I do declare after every single sentence you say.
So some text came in, and it opens with, I do declare. Like Thrill, I have hiccups that last sometimes for days. So bad that sometimes I puke. I do declare. Thrill, finish the rest of the show with, I do declare. I'm not going to do that. I do declare. Someone else, you guys are cracking me up right now. I do declare. It continues. How long do the hiccups last? It depends, man, but they can last like for 7 hours, 12 hours, up to a day. It's awful. No offense. I was talking about the Ravens. Says, no offense. The Ravens are doing fine. And Lamar is helping me and my fantasy team. I do declare. It just goes on and on and on. Thrill, I know you don't want to hear it, but I have a cure for hiccups. I do declare. Take a pint glass of water, fold a paper towel into quarters so that it's thick, and then drink the entire glass of water without stopping and only breathe through your nose. This has worked for everybody I have ever tried it on. I do declare. Ducks do have claws. They're about the size of a cat claw and they're pointy. So if you take a bear-sized duck, you're going to get a big claw. I do declare.
It's also tough with like you haven't got them in a while on the air, but like you do a good enough job of like controlling your breathing that like you can hear it, but it's not like
you got to work around it, man.
I mean, I was in an Uber and the dude was just like, I went, hey, are you okay? Like, dude, just stop talking. Like, I didn't want to be like stop talking. I had to be like, take a breath, dude.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah. One of the questions we asked, Hindenburg versus Titanic.
Right.
You're a passenger, which one? Someone says, well, the Hindenburg. That was one hell of a barbecue. I do declare.
It goes on.
Somehow, it doesn't matter what the answer is. It doesn't matter how serious anything is. You brought up the guy. What was it? Your arrest is going to go public. Would you rather it be that you stole the sex doll from a deceased man or that you masturbated another child?
He just used it.
Oh, God.
And that guy's worse case, somehow. He used the doll in his residence.
Or would you rather use Tickle Me Elmo and someone just says, Tickle Me Elmo? I do declare.
How did he get caught again having sex with the sex doll?
They saw him go back into the residence after everyone had left, and they were questioning. They thought he was stealing something.
All right.
So he came out, I guess, with this doll trying to take it. And at that
point, he had used it.
He already used it, and now, like, all right, I'm this has got to go home with me. So he packed it up, threw it over the shoulder, and on the way out, the neighbors had already called the cops because they thought he was someone trying to break into the residence. So on his way out, he was busted with the doll getting into his car.
I mean, I think I just can't move past this. But if it's that good looking of a sex doll and we're all working this shift, I just have to be like, guys, help me out here, man. We got to get this doll out of here.
The guy didn't have a heart attack using it. So he passed
along.
Oh,
God. He died using it?
Yes. That was the whole point.
Then I'm definitely, come on. Man, I might go Elmo on that. That kind of changes my perception of the whole story. Hold on real quick. Miles, just so you know, there are 3,500 species of catfish. Some species of catfish live in the ocean, including the hardhead catfish, a bunch of different catfish. There are all saltwater catfish.
Can you beat Migs? Mornings on the Daily Migs Show.
What part of Julia Roberts' body is it?
I do declare.
I can beat Migs. Yeah. I don't know how that happened.
You're right. I think I have caught like a catfish or two in the ocean.
Well, there you go.
I just don't remember.
I never think of catfish being in the ocean.
That's bottom feeding and
but I got some at home.
All right, are we good to go over there, Ted?
You have any idea even what happened? Because you didn't touch anything.
I didn't touch anything.
I think the morning show sabotaged us to advertise.
Yeah, it took me a second to even look around, and I'm like, oh, man, that started that.
Oh, by the way, I'll be joining. Speaking of Beat Migs, I'll be joining the morning show later this week because, my fantasy football team sucks, and I believe I will be playing Beat Migs.
All right. Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shout of the day. Ted, do we have time for a little Who Sucks Less?
No. The men's room wants to know who sucks less.
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Steven Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck. It is up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
And we're going to get there in 1 second. A text just came in, and I think this is good. They have a would you rather question for us. All right. And this is someone who's obviously listened to the show for some time. Says, good afternoon, gentlemen. This is Sven. Hi, Sven. I have a would you rather question for you guys. Would you rather have in studio for your entire show, Vince Neil or Joe Perry?
Joe Perry.
I would go Vince. Vince is a douchebag, but I feel like he's so douchey. there's funny moments with him.
Joe will put you to sleep.
Right. Joe, I could not do Joe Burr. I would take
Yeah, I'd take Vince Neil.
I would not be happy with either. But I, sadly, and I never thought I'd say these words, I would pick Vince Neil over Joe Perry to be in the studio all freaking day with us.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Good times.
All right, so who sucks less? Oddly, perfect segue. Let's get started. Two police officers in Missouri, they were indicted, accused of similar crimes. Pulling over women and searching their phones to find nude photos. It should be noted, their cases are separate. This is not something they did together. This is two separate cops at the same police department that both have the same idea in mind. Officer David McKnight and Officer Julian Alcala, they face federal charges that accuse them of depriving the rights of seven women as well as destroying evidence. A representative from the FBI said that the cases are not linked, calling them a matter of coincidence. So case number one involves McKnight. He victimized nine women. He would typically pull a woman over for a traffic violation, tell her he needed to look at her phone to either verify identity or confirm insurance coverage. He then searched the phones and then used his own phone to photograph the nude pictures that he found. He was arrested by patrol investigators and he resigned 5 days later. But he did plead not guilty during a court appearance. In the second case, Alcala was accused of crimes involving 20 women. He confiscated phones from women under the auspices of confirming insurance coverage and vehicle registration. And like McKnight, he was accused of searching the phones for nude photos, then using his own phone to take pictures. Now, the indictment said that Alcala also found a video on one of the victim's phones and texted the video to his own phone.
No.
Now, one of McKnight's alleged victims, when Emily Northern, she says that McKnight pulled her over for expired tags, which she admits to, he took her phone, which had an e-copy of her insurance card, took it back to his patrol car for nearly 15 minutes. But when she got it back, she says she noticed that he'd been in her photos folder for 5 minutes, as well as spent some time in her Snapchat text and settings. And as she says, it was really violating. So two separate cops, okay, same crime, take the lady's phones.
Pretty messed up.
Yeah. Let me continue. A California toddler's encounter with a venomous rattlesnake turned out to be plenty costly for the family. Now, the boy, he was successfully treated with antivenom. The life-saving medication originally came with a bill totaling over $250,000. Now, bear with me here. Two-year-old Briglin Pfeffer, he had been playing in his backyard when his right hand was bitten by a small rattlesnake. By the time an ambulance arrived to take him to the local hospital, his hand had already turned purple and was swollen. Doctors initially struggled to deliver the standard snake bite treatment, an antivenom drug called Anavip, into his body. They did eventually succeed, and he recovered well enough to be discharged from the hospital within a few days. Unfortunately, the snake bite was only the start of the Pfeffer's troubles, as they came home to a bill of $297,461. The bill covered two ambulance rides, an emergency room visit, and several days that the kids spent in pediatric intensive care, but the bulk of the cost concerned antivenom he received, totaling $213,278. So your bill is for $297. The antivenom was $213 of that. The actual cost needed to mass produce the antivenom, $14 a vial. $14. And while there are other important considerations that go into the pricing of the antivenom, the same research estimated that about 70% of the typical cost is attributed to hospitals just marking up the price. Now, thankfully, the Pfeffer's insurer did negotiate down to cover most of the cost of the son's antivenom treatment, but the family still had to pay $7,200 out of pocket for it, and they had to pay the other bills that are not covered by their insurance. Just to make it clear, the antivenom that they gave this kid was marked up by $213,264. The bulk of your bill is antivenom, which costs $14 for the hospital. And they oversold it by $213,264.
That's ridiculous.
Yep. And now we go to Tampa, where a couple there, they were left devastated to learn that their insurance company denied their flood claim because their living room is classified as a basement. So floodwaters washed through Jamie Holcomb's home and ruined everything in the living room when Hurricane Helene hit Florida in September. The extensive damage prompted her and her husband, obviously, to file a claim through the National Flood Insurance Program. However, an insurance adjuster said that the 3.5-inch step down, 3.5-inch step down from the entrance into the living room means that the area is technically classified as a basement and therefore not included in their coverage. The homeowner says it's ridiculous. To even come out and say the word basement in the state of Florida is comical. And if you've been to Florida, that is true. Anyway, Jamie and her husband, they had to pay $3,800 for flood insurance this year through the National Flood Insurance Program. But they define a basement as any area of a building with a floor that's below ground levels on all sides. But you got to consider whether or not rooms are fully below ground, such as sunken living rooms. Because as they point out, you have to step up 4.5 inches to get into their house. And then when you step into the living room,
right,
it's down 3 inches. But the insurer classifies that as a basement, and they're refusing to cover the cost. And they say in some areas, including parts of Florida, flood insurance is mandatory on government-backed mortgages for homes which are classified as high risk by FEMA, which is pretty much every house in Florida. So again, they got denied coverage in their flooded living room because it's 3 inches below the entrance. Therefore, it's a basement, in spite of the fact that the entrance to their home is 4.5 inches above grade, meaning that their living room is still 1.5 inches above grade.
Okay.
But it's a basement because it's lower.
Well, I don't think they had $300,000 in damages. So I'm going to say that the family with a 2-year-old and the venom, they suck a lot. The hospital absolutely is.
It's ridiculous.
It is the worst.
And it's not that you don't want them to save your kid, but if you're telling me the medicine costs $14, but you add $213,264 to the price, that's a problem.
The two officers, in my mind, Ted, they violated someone's privacy to the point where you don't know what was on their phone, but obviously it's on their phone for a reason, and they don't want anyone else to see it.
Yep.
I will say that I am not shocked by the insurance people in Florida.
Oh, I'm not shocked at all.
I'm not shocked that they could figure out a way to get out of this. I know that they're probably trying to fight it and everything else, but all things considered, to get your insurance covered on anything almost other than auto insurance seems nearly impossible half the time. It's like a fight. So even when I'm questioning medical stuff that we get good insurance, but I still have to challenge all of the things.
Sure.
So that's just part of the game they're playing. So to me, it's not that it's not right. It just seems more normalized. So I'm going to say that one sucks the least.
See, and I was going to take that tack with the kid with the anti-venom. Like, that is horrible.
Yeah, no, it's
wrong.
Mark up, but we
that's how we do health care in this country, right? Yeah. Again, I think it's terrible, but, like, I don't know. Maybe people will start talking about health care different and this and that. Like, it's ridiculous to me that that stuff is for profit like that.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. Okay, coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up until 5:08, we'll drink a toast from the Shop of the Day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
As he's stuck in the Sacramento airport, I believe.
Hey, he's made it from Vegas.
He's right. He's currently in Sacramento.
Sacramento.
And then that got delayed, right?
Still can't get to Seattle.
Correct.
I bet you he's still in Vegas.
He says he's supposed to take off at 6:20.
All right.
All right.
I don't know. It's wild watching the text because he texted me, "We're delayed. We need another flight attendant." And I was like, "That's a weird one." And then he texted me again and said, "They said we're not leaving until tomorrow morning." But then at the last minute, we're like, "Oh, no, we can leave at 6:20. So he's, when I talked to him, he was ordering. They were sitting down at a restaurant. He did not sound convinced he was getting on another flight.
Yeah. We'll find out tomorrow.
All right, Ted, here is the holiday decoration that you definitely need coming up here in a month. Miller Lite is releasing a limited edition Yule Lager, which they describe as a digital beer pouring fireplace. So it's basically a piece of furniture itself. It does not connect with an actual fireplace. It includes a custom LED screen that makes it look like you got a real fire.
All right.
Along with a custom audio track of crackling fire. But it also holds beer, specifically Miller Lite, assuming that's your thing. You can store cans below the screen, and when you're ready to celebrate, you can pour the beers into a clear, insulated tube that looks like a chimney. And then there's a spout at the bottom to dispense it.
Okay.
Unfortunately, this thing is not going to be widely available. They are releasing it this Friday in their online store while supplies last. They only made 50. They will set you back, not an eye-dropping number, but $250. If you miss out, they have made the Yule Lager Fire available for streaming on YouTube. It's on a 9-hour loop, so you can keep it going all night.
Did you look at that thing?
No.
Oh, it looks pretty awesome, dude.
You already checked it out.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, did you ever have those fake fireplaces, like your grandparents or anybody?
Yeah.
I just put on the Yule Log channel.
So, like, my grandma had one for years, right? Because we thought it was awesome. But it just, it's like plastic logs. It looks like a fire. So, it's same kind of thing. This is like a box.
Right.
It's got the Yule Log in there, and then the beer tower is just on top.
Awesome.
Oh, man.
Awesome.
That would be pretty badass.
Here is an update from the story we brought to you yesterday. Laredo police yesterday were debunking reports that two trucks carrying tequila were stolen from the company owned by celebrities Guy Fieri and Sammy Hagar. However, what happened to the 4,000 cases of agave spirits?
That's the question.
Is still unknown. Now, numerous media outlets reported the so-called heist of the tequila from Santo Tequila, which is owned by Fieri and Van Halen singer Sammy Hagar. And despite having a front-page story on the so-called heist in the Tuesday morning edition, by the evening, the Laredo Morning Times had reversed course and posted a story saying police told them the whole thing never happened. Initial reports that the two trucks carrying over 24,000 bottles of tequila were hijacked from a drive park area in Laredo. But now, Laredo police tell the Laredo Morning Times no force was used, the trucks went elsewhere, and they delivered the load, adding that the cargo was only worth $385,000. That's a far cry from initial reports saying it was well over $1 million. People magazine were the first to report the story, claiming it was a devastating incident and quoting an exclusive interview with Fieri, who said the trucks went missing after being hijacked. Fieri reportedly said the tequila took 39 months to create, would have a profound effect on the alcohol food chain in the United States. Now, the company's distiller is in Mexico. The story also noted initially some red flags in the trucking incident. But the Laredo Morning Times says Laredo police say it isn't a case of hijacked trucks, but misrouted trucks. But they still don't know where they are.
What? This whole thing is way too confusing to me. What do you mean misrouted? That's fine, but you should still know where the truck is.
That is correct.
Right.
Yes.
So are they going to get in trouble for saying it was hijacked?
Well, maybe not. Their belief is that it's hijacked, and then for whatever, all this weird subterfuge going on, go, well, they weren't hijacked. They were simply sent on the wrong route. And you go, okay, But if that's true, then at some point, someone who plans on receiving all of this booze would certainly contact the company to say, either why did you send this to us or why do we not have it?
Yes.
Here is something that I would be willing to try, although I don't think it would be very tasty. Pizza Hut has just dropped its own pizza-flavored...
soda?
Wine.
Ooh.
Made with tomatoes instead of grapes. They say it captures the essence of your favorite slice in every sip. It's a red, obviously. It's called Tomato Wine by Pizza Hut.
Nope.
They partnered on it with a winery in Kansas, because when you think good wine, I mean...
I think Kansas.
Kansas.
Don't you?
They're selling the 275-milliliter half bottle at IrvinWinery.com for $25. You have to buy at least two, so it's not cheap. There's also a $60 gift box version that comes with a wine opener and two Pizza Hut branded wine glasses.
Nope.
They describe the taste as an aromatic blend of fresh herbs and spices with rich, sun-ripened tomato notes and a subtle hint of toasted oak.
No.
I would try pizza-flavored wine.
I mean, I would take a sip of yours, but I don't even want a full glass. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't know, man. That sounds kind of exciting.
Right. Ooh. We brought up the random would you rather question earlier today. If you could go back in time, would you rather be a passenger on the Hindenburg or on the Titanic?
Yeah.
Okay. A Royal Caribbean cruise ship called Explorer of the Seas docked in Miami on Sunday after leaving Spain on November the 2nd. It was supposed to arrive last Thursday. However, there was an incident. 5 days into the voyage, it got hit by a huge gust of wind near the Canary Islands off of Africa. That basically left the ship tilted to one side with thousands of people on board when this happened.
It stayed that way?
Yes.
What?
One passenger said it felt like a 45-degree angle and lasted more than 3 minutes. The captain said it was more like 14 degrees and more like 5 minutes, but that's still a lot for the big ship. Tables and chairs were sliding. There's video of this, and there was broken glass everywhere. However, there is a video where a big screen display slides across the floor and hits a guy, then crashes into a table. You can also see the guy and people struggling to walk. But here is why it's in the news. A guy who was on board talking to a reporter while disembarking in Miami revealed that the song My Heart Will Go On from Titanic was actually playing in the restaurant when this whole thing went down.
You gotta be kidding me.
You can't hear it in any of the footage because it wasn't playing everywhere. There was some sort of performance going on in the main theater, and the song was part of that, I guess, which they also had piping through other areas. He said because of the song, people thought the tilting was part of the show. So they actually figured it was a cool special effect.
Oh, really?
That the captain was doing until they realized it was not. Thankfully, the ship was fine. It did right itself, but it had to return to port after one person was injured and needed medical attention. That's why I got to Miami 3 days late.
Damn. I like that they thought it's part of the show. Would you want to hear music from the Titanic if you're on a cruise? I, for one, would not. Like, that's not the movie I'm trying to think of. I wouldn't watch Airport 76 if I'm on a flight.
No. Yeah, but you can imagine if you're on a cruise with your wife or your girlfriend, her being like, this is just like the Titanic. And be like, honey, it sank. But she's like, no, the good parts.
Yeah, you're right.
It's so romantic.
People died.
Down in Australia.
Plus, she doesn't care. Rose lived.
Mm-hmm. They came up with an idea for drivers that would make the roads twice as safe. You guys have any idea what this is?
No.
The study found it would make the roads much safer in Australia if people had to retake their driving test at the age of 50 and then in increments of 5 years after.
All right.
They cited stats that show 90% of fatal crashes involve people under 25, but 21% involve people over 65, which means you think you're young and dumb. It's worse to be older.
Yeah.
And to know what you're doing. The fact that our eyesight and reactions got worse over time is a part of it. But it's also about bad driving habits, like not using turn signals, not checking blind spots. After a 30-plus year study of those habits going unchecked, they can get it in stone. So should everyone have to take a refresher course, even if they've never been in an accident? They say yes. In a poll last month, a quarter of Americans say they're not sure they could pass a written exam if they had to take it right now. People who are driving.
I believe that. I absolutely believe that.
Take the written part.
50 seems a little early. What senior citizen? 65?
65, probably. I mean, depends. AARP says 55.
Yeah. I mean, as far as the benefits go.
But I mean, look, I've had this conversation a lot, right? My mom's 80. We're kind of like, all right, we got to take the car. But also, like I said, like, the reason you don't drive impaired is because it slows down reaction skills.
And what happens when you get older?
Yep.
Yeah.
Here's some good news stories making the rounds. Firefighters in Colorado use the jaws of life to save
a stray kitten trapped in a dumpster. It was stuck in the bottom with its head sticking out through a tiny hole. The kitten's fine and was taken in by an animal shelter. Jaws of life on a dumpster.
For a kitten.
It was stuck in a dumpster.
In bigger cat news, first responders in Southern California,
California.
I do declare, rescued a cat that got chased up a tree by a dog, but not just any cat. Pretty decent-sized mountain lion.
Oh.
They sedated it, got it down, and then released it back into the wild. Here's a good one. An ice skating rink in England is in the news after a worker lost his phone and had to borrow his daughter's pink iPhone just for the day.
Pink iPhone.
It was pink. He lost hers, too. Or technically, he knows where it is. He just can't get it. They were setting up the rink for the holidays. He did not realize he dropped the phone. Mm-hmm. It got frozen in 3 inches of ice.
Have you seen a picture of it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it looks clear as day.
Right, it's this bright pink phone. You can't, right, you just can't get it.
They can't go get it without redoing the entire service, so it's going to be stuck in the ice for the next 2 months. He had to get his daughter a replacement phone for now. The good news is it's been great for business. It's now a local tourist attraction.
Yeah, they were saying, like, people go to the rink just to look at
the phone.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you?
Yes. Yes, I absolutely would.
Do they set up an outdoor rink in Seattle?
They have to somewhere, right?
But I don't know.
If you said, like, hey, man, the dude that built this dropped his phone in there, I'd be like, let's go look at it.
You think if any place, Leavenworth, should have one in the town center, but that's a big parking lot with a Christmas tree.
And they have that little sliding hill for kids.
Right. I don't know.
I told you the coolest thing I saw was at the National Zoo years ago. It's not real ice. It's synthetic ice. But watching people skate on it, I don't know how to explain it, but it acts just like ice.
Yes.
What is it made out of?
They put one outside of the Hotel Coronado. They used to do actual ice, but now they've got that stuff. Same thing you can ski on. It kind of looks like a plastic.
Yeah. It looks like plastic, yeah. It's just wild because you could tell it's not real ice, and then you watch people go out there and just bite it.
Mm-hmm. That's weird.
The restaurant industry, they have the next new big thing happening.
All right. Pizza Hut wine.
Are you ready? In dining out, the new trend is dine out Wednesdays to break up the week.
Right.
Notice the uptick in people going out to dinner
that makes sense,
on Wednesday.
Man.
Just to, have a break halfway through than any other. So they're offering specials and everything else to kind of encourage that. Meanwhile, a British tourist in Thailand was too hammered to get a taxi. So he got into a fist fight with two good Samaritans who actually offered to drive him home, and then tried to steal their car.
I mean...
And speaking of trying to steal stuff, surveillance video caught the moment a 29-year-old Washington State man stole an Elephant's Deli delivery truck with an employee inside. The delivery truck was parked at a warehouse in Milwaukee, Oregon, in the early morning hours when the theft occurred. You see, the driver, the employee, he was in the back of the truck loading deliveries from a warehouse.
All right.
When the suspect entered the driver's seat and drove away. The door is open. That guy did not realize the driver's in the back of the truck. As the vehicle was leaving the area, the employee clung to the back of the truck and then jumped off, causing the crates to roll and spill out. The suspect has been arrested, now faces multiple charges, including unauthorized use of a motor vehicle, attempt to elude, blah, 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 blah. He was arrested by the Beaverton Police Department. Okay, as far as sports going on tonight, you've got Gonzaga and Long Beach State Beach. That's at 6 o'clock on ESPN+. I don't know why they say beach twice, but they do. And Kraken Hockey tonight, they are at home against Nashville. And that one gets underway at 7. All right, coming up, we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. In the meantime, it's going to contest on the line for Profile. This at 206-803-ROCK. 10 we made it to drinking time.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.